Tennessee's source for award-winning news.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM, Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
A Cumulus station.
Afternoon, it's 88 degrees, but feels like 95 degrees, mostly cloudy in Knoxville. I'm Katie Inman on 98.7 WOKI. The resident made it out safe, however, the house did not. Knoxville firefighters were called to Hickory Oak Lane just off North Shore Drive around 6 this morning.
The house was totally engulfed. It already broke through the roof. So our crews made a defensive attack on it, meaning just fighting it from outside. But everyone was safe, but the house looks like it's a total loss.
DJ Corcoran with the fire department says that they had a second fire a few hours later in North Knoxville. It was mostly contained to the garage. Corcoran says in both cases, residents were awoken by smoke detectors. Police in Northeast Tennessee say a man left three dogs behind when he moved out of a house. The Kingsport Times News reports Chad Edgar Horton was arraigned last week on one count of animal cruelty in Hawkins County. A deputy says he responded in the home earlier this month and found three dogs in poor condition without food or water. A witness said Horton and his family had moved out of the house near Rogersville 2 months earlier. Blount County authorities say a man lied about how a woman was shot on Tumulty Road on Thursday. It was initially reported that 34-year-old Cassie Deanna Hill was shot in the stomach during a home invasion. 32-year-old Lester Matthew Carver told deputies a man wearing all black broke into the mobile home, shot Hill in the stomach, and fled. However, investigators say Carver later admitted his gun accidentally went off, injuring Hill. Carver's charged with filing a false report and unlawful possession of a firearm. A judge has acquitted another Baltimore police officer on all charges in the death of Freddie Gray. Correspondent Miguel Marquez reports.
This is the third officer who has been acquitted of all charges in connection to the death of Freddie Gray, Lieutenant Brian Rice. He was the highest ranking officer on the scene that day that Mr. Gray was arrested, was injured in that van, and then later died from his injuries.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch today pledged the support of Justice Department workers in the investigation into the killing of three Baton Rouge, Louisiana police officers Sunday.
Not just at the law enforcement level, but at the victim services level, because we know that sometimes after the cameras leave and after the crime scene tape gets pulled away, the family still has to deal with this loss in very real, very immediate terms. And so we're working to work on those issues as soon as possible.
And officers and deputies across the state of Tennessee are shrouding their badges in support of the Baton Rouge Police Department. The Tennessee Association of Chiefs of Police sent their request to all law enforcement officers in the state yesterday. Cleveland police are becoming more visible as the Republican National Convention gets underway.
The head of the Cleveland Police Association wanted the governor to stop open carry during the convention, but John Kasich said he lacked that authority. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Johnson says carrying a gun is legal, but permit holders have a responsibility.
The person violates the open carry ordinance when they actually brandish that weapon or threaten someone with that weapon.
Guns are allowed inside a 1.7 square mile area near the convention center called the event zone, but they're not allowed inside the arena itself. Alan Skaya, Cleveland.
The news about the price of gasoline continues to be good news. AAA says Tennessee's average price has now fallen for 40 consecutive days to $1.97 a gallon. It's the first time the statewide average has been below $2 since late April. Knoxville's average price is even better, $1.95 a gallon. It's 88 degrees and feels like 95, mostly cloudy in Knoxville. Rush Limbaugh returns in just a moment. I'm Katie Inman on your station for news and talk in East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.